Well, good morning.
大家早。
I hope that all of you had a good Christmas, time with your families, with friends.
相信大家都有一个很好的圣诞节或时间和你们的家人跟朋友同在庆祝。
Sarah and I and Morgan got back from Wisconsin, where my family lives late last night.
Sarah, Morgan 跟我从昨天晚上从 Wisconsin 回来，去探访我们的家人。
You know, and it's funny. I think it's almost after the holiday season that we're able to finally rest sometimes.
通常在过年的假期里面，通常我们等到这时候才能够有休息的时间。
Well, this morning, we are going to be getting into the book of Luke. But before I get into our passage this morning, would you just bow your heads with me and let's ask the Lord to bless our time in His Word.
今天早晨我们要来看路加福音，那我们进入神的话语之前，我们先到神面前来，一起来祷告。我们继续低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, you have been so gracious to us this past year.
天父神，你对我们的恩典是何等的大。过去一年
you have blessed us with your presence.
你祝福我们，因为你与我们同在。
We have seen your hand in our church and in our families and in our personal lives.
我们看到你圣手在我们的教会中，在我们家庭里面，在我们个人的生活里面动工。
And Lord, yet we look forward to this up and coming year to see how you will work and how we might be used by you for your purposes.
我们盼望你新的一年来要在我们身上所做的工，让我们在你的事工上能够在你话语里面成长，在你事工上能够服侍。
Father, it is only by your grace and by your power that we can be transformed, that we can be changed by you, that our lives can be become more reflective of your holy character.
父神，唯有靠着你的灵，你的恩典，我们能够来改变我们的生命，能够更加的像你。
Well, Father, as we get into your word this morning, I pray that you would cleanse our hearts. I pray that you prepare us so that we could receive your word. I pray that you would illuminate your word so that we can understand your word.
父神，我们今早上来到你面前的时候，来读你的话语的时候，求你的灵与我们同在，你自己的灵来启示我们，来带领我们，来洁净我们的心，然后我们能够来接受你的话语。
It's in Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Well, in the English ministry, we have begun a series in the book of Luke, taking a look at the life and ministry of Jesus Christ.And being that the passage that we're looking at today is so apt to kind of the time of year that we are in right now, I thought that I would bring over the series that we are in the English ministry to the whole church body.
在英文堂我们开始了一个系列，从路加福音来看主耶稣的生平和以及他的事工，因为正好最近来查到的这经文跟圣诞节的节日有联系。所以我们今天把这段经文跟大家一起来分享。
And I know that Pastor Sui last week had brought us up into Luke, to the whole church, brought us up to Luke 2 verses up to verse 20, I believe. And so actually we'll actually continue on and take a look at what happened in the days that followed Christ's birth.
上个主日，崔牧师已经在路加福音二章第一节到第二十节分享那信息，我们先继续那个信息，看主耶稣诞生之后所发生的事情。
And so not only will we look at what happened in the days that followed after Christ's birth, but we'll also be introduced to a character who is often kind of an afterthought of the Christmas story.
我们不只是看那个圣诞节主耶稣诞生以后所发生的事情，我们也来看看其中一个人物 是在圣诞节主耶稣诞生之后所发生的事。
One of the great features of the gospel story is that not only is it Christ's story is revealed, but we also learn of other characters who surround his story.
福音书的记载有个特征，就是它除了叙述主耶稣的生平，同时也分享主耶稣身边的一些人物。
And oftentimes, those characters that surround Christ's story also have something to offer us.
许多时候，我们能够从这些人物身上有所学习。
Simeon is such a character who has something to offer us.
Simeon 就是其中的可以让我们学习的一个榜样。
As we look at Simeon's a portrait or a small snippet of Simeon, we don't hear from him afterwards or before. We just see a small glance of his life. He offers us an encouraging perspective on living life and having ultimate or finding contentment and purpose within the Lord.
Simeon 这个人激励我们。他叫我们对我们的生命有一些不同的透视，使我们知道怎么样子活出一个生命。
The title of my sermon this morning is A Life of Contentment and Purpose in 08.
这就是我今天讲到的题目，在2008年怎样子活出一个满足而且有目标的生命。
And that's what I hope for you this morning is that we can begin to look at is it based on how Simeon lived?Is how can we begin to find purpose and contentment as we move forward in a way?
我盼望今天早上的信息能够帮助我们从西面的身上看到怎样子来活出一个有一个满足而且有目标的生命在2008年里面。
So why don't we take a look at our passage and see what the Lord would have for us today. If you are following along with your Bibles, you can turn to Luke 2, Verses 22 to 40.
请大家来看今天的经文，路加福音二章二十二节到四十节。
Starting in verse 22, then it was time for their purification offering, as required by the law of Moses after the birth of a child. So his parents took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. The law of the Lord says, if a woman's first child is a boy.He must be dedicated to the Lord. So they offered the sacrifice required in the law of the Lord, either a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons.
路加福音二章二十二节到三二十二节到二十四节，按摩西的律法，满了洁净的日子，他带着孩子上耶路撒冷去，要把他献于主，正如主的律法上所记。凡投生的男子必称圣归主，又要照着主的律法上所说，或用一对斑鸠，或用两只纯鸽献祭。
So the backdrop of our story, kind of the surrounding backdrop or context of our story is that Joseph and Mary are bringing baby Jesus, who is now about a month old, around a monthold to Jerusalem to engage in some ceremonies that is prescribed and recorded in God's laws.
这段经文的背景是约瑟和玛利亚带着刚满月的耶稣上耶路撒冷去行神律法中所吩咐的礼仪。
What is going on here is that about 40 days after a baby was born, since a woman or anyone who had helped a woman give birth. In this case, it probably would have been Joseph since they were in the inn and no one else was around. If a person had handled blood in the birthing process, they were to participate in a ceremony which would cleanse them so that they could enter into worship, so they could go into the temple and worship.
在旧约利未记记载说妇人在生产的时候碰到血是不洁净的。约瑟和在玛利亚生产的时候帮助于玛利亚碰到的血也是不洁净的。所以他们需要在孩子出世40天后请祭司为他们献燔祭和赎罪祭，为他们赎罪使他们得到洁净。
They would participate in a ceremony where they would give an offering of a burnt sacrifice and a sin offering so that they would be made clean again so that they could enter into the temple to worship.
他们需要到祭司那里去献燔祭或赎罪祭，以赎罪祭为他们赎罪，使他们能够得以洁净。
Because you see, at least in Old Testament times, or at least during the time of Mary and Joseph, what occupied the minds of the followers of Yahweh at the time was about temple worship. It had a different mindset than what we were used to. What they thought about is the temple, because that is where God resided.
我们可以看见，在约瑟和玛利亚那时代，耶和华神的跟随者是非常注重在圣殿中的敬拜。在圣殿是神的所在之处，是人来敬拜神的地方。
And if you had defiled yourself by touching blood or handling something that was either blood or something that was dead, such as an animal or a person, it would be inappropriate for you to go into the temple to worship.
如果你碰到了血不就不洁净，不论是在生产小孩或者是摸到尸体。你是变成不洁净的，不适合到圣殿里去敬拜神。
Now it's a little bit hard for us to have this kind of mindset, but again, for them in the Old Testament, for the time of Mary and Joseph, this is what occupied their minds. Their minds was, we want to be able to worship God. The temple is where God resides, so we want to be able to approach God. We want to go in and worship, give our worship. So for them, what occupied them, what they thought about is the temple. Okay.
对我们来说，是我们很难想象，但那时候的人，他们是对敬拜神，到圣殿敬拜神是很严肃的一件事情，所以他们需要洁净才能够到圣殿里面去敬拜神。
And therefore, one had prepared themselves by following what was outlined in the ceremonial law even before entering the temple to worship God.
因此，这人需要按照律法所规定的礼仪，先洁净自己，才能够到圣殿里面去敬拜神。
And so what we see in the passage here, just the backdrop, just to give you an idea of what's happening, there's kind of three ceremonies that is being fulfilled here, and that is, again, the purification ceremony, where they're offering a burnt offering and a sin offering. They're also dedicating their firstborn to dedicating the firstborn to the Lord.
在这经文上面我们看到是三个礼仪，一个是献燔祭，和献赎罪祭，另外一个是把投生的儿的男子献给神。
So there's kind of three things that is happening here, and you may be asking, okay, so these ceremonies is what Mary and Joseph did back then. Hey, what now? What do these ceremonies have to do with us here in 2008? Oftentimes we look at scripture and say, hey, what is it that is about these ceremonies that have to do or affect us in any way here in 2008?
这里看到三个礼仪，你可能会也许会问说，这些礼仪与我们现在在2007年、08年的生活有些什么关系呢？这些洁净的礼仪、献祭的礼仪，将投生的男子称圣归给主的礼仪，对我们今天的生活又有什么关系呢？
What does this purification offering and this ceremony of presenting the firstborn to God, why is this relevant to us today?
跟我们的今天的生活，这些献祭跟把投生男子称圣归于主的这些礼仪，跟我们今天的生活有些怎么样相关呢？
Well, we don't practice these today. The issues of temple worship no longer occupy us as New Testament Christians.And neither does the formal keeping of ceremonial aspects of the law.
我们今天不再遵守这些，虽然我们身为新约时代的基督徒，我们已经不需要遵守这些旧约时代的敬拜 和律法的礼仪。
But what we can begin to look at with Mary and Joseph is that, and what this begins to show us is that how seriously Judaism took towards approaching God in worship.
但是我们从这些献祭和礼仪上可以看到犹太人对亲近神和敬拜神的态度是非常的严肃的。
Mary and Joseph prepared themselves, and those prescribed by the law, those who were followers of Yahweh, needed to prepare themselves, make themselves clean in order even to begin to enter into the temple to begin to worship.
玛利亚和约瑟他们准备他们自己的心，像这些犹太人他们在敬拜神的时候先准备自己的心 来敬拜神。
And how this begins to relate to us finding purpose and contentment is that in 08 and in our lives, where we begin to start with finding purpose and contentment is taking worship seriously.
这帮助我们怎样子来开始一个08年的生活，一个有满足感而有目标的生活，是先开始要注重我们。